Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to Memento, a podcast by Washington Avenue Christian Church. See, here at Washington Avenue, we understand that sometimes we forget who we are, and sometimes we forget what we're supposed to do, and sometimes we even forget what we talked about on Sunday. So Memento exists to remind us of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing and what we talked about on Sunday morning. And you might notice that things look a little bit different here, and that's because they are. I've got Jake here, our youth pastor. And we're going to do things a little bit different. And here's what we're thinking is that this coming up Sunday, we're going to be doing something totally different in the sermon. And because of that, I didn't necessarily want to play all my cards that I would have normally played for this podcast from last week's sermon. And so we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to hear from somebody else on staff, Jake, and to just be a part of more of a dialogue with us rather than a monologue. And so what we're going to do this week and next week is just talk to each other about what we've been learning about in the book of Ephesians, what kinds of things have been jumping out, what's maybe been a little bit confusing to us. And our hope is that after having heard this podcast, that you guys would come up with your own questions, and then next week the goal is to answer some of the questions that you guys give us. But that, of course, requires that you give us questions, and so make sure that wherever you're watching this, that you're putting questions in the comment section, or you can email us questions as well, and you can do that by emailing creative@wacconline.org. And I'll tell you all of that information again at the end, but for now, let's dive in. So, Jake, let me just ask you real quick, man. Like, and I, just so that you know and they know, like, Ephesians, all of Ephesians that we've covered so far is fair game, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so, you may have to like remember stuff that happened prior to like a week ago. Mm. Are you capable of doing that?
Possibly.
Okay, I hope so.
we'll see.
So let me just ask, like, what has been like the most impactful thing or reminder from Ephesians in this series so far, going all the way back to August?
Yeah. So I'll just kind of like preface this by saying, like, Shane and I, we're trying to keep this like pretty authentic. Like, we want it to be like just an authentic conversation. Like, this is not pre-scripted or anything.
But, true story.
honestly, I'm thinking back to like when Jim was talking about like predestination and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that, I don't know. I've just kind of always like kind of struggled on like where I'm at, and he just talked about how it was super important for it to just kind of be both. Like I literally remember like sitting in the sermon and he's like explaining both sides. And at one point I'm just like, how does this work? Like, I don't understand. And then like literally as you said that, like my hands are like in my head and I'm like thinking, looking at the ground. And Jim is like, well, it just has to be both. And I was like, oh, well, it just has to be both. You know?
Yeah.
So like I was just like, okay, like I just have to be like comfortable with the mystery. You know, like
Yeah. And you would dive right into like deep theological things on the first question.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by
that. Yeah, sorry.
With you at all. I love that though. That's awesome. Yeah. And that just reminds me, like we were at men's retreat a couple of years ago, and we were not talking about Ephesians or really even predestination at all. But Mark Scott was the speaker, and I think that you were there.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, he's preaching away like some crazy awesome sermon. I think it was about Proverbs even. And he just like in the middle of this sermon just dropped this dime. He says, God is sovereign enough to build free will into the equation and not be affected by it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. I was like, oh. Yeah. And that's just like diamond planted like in my brain.
Yeah.
Since that. And so like I have my thoughts and feelings about like predestination and chosen and all of those things as well. But like at the end of the day, like it just comes like I just land at that Mark Scott quote and it's just like, well, okay, I guess. Guess we'll move on.
Yeah. So. Like what? Yeah. Like we're so small and so like finite that it's can't even understand it. But yeah. And then I think Rachel even went into it when she got up there and she was just like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, but it does.
Yeah.
You know, like,
as
a guy who like thinks that way, like it does, you know, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it does. But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. Uh-huh. That's awesome. So I was just, In chapter 1:19, he says, I pray also that you would understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. And that just like as we have been talking about spiritual gifts over these past couple of weeks, and as we're kind of preparing for this practicum, you know, thing that's coming up on Sunday, and then my sermon next week is also like it's all this kind of like tied together, but like he this is three chapters prior to like the conversation that we've been having the past couple of weeks, and he's like, we have incredible power, the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. And it's like, we have access to it. And so like Paul's already kind of like sprinkling seeds, and it was just like, oh shoot, man, like he's been talking to us about this forever and setting this up. And like these spiritual gifts aren't just like small things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the power of God manifested personally in us with our gifts and talents for the purpose of growing the kingdom. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, like it really makes me think to like that statement specifically makes me think of Easter a couple years ago. And I think I was an intern at the time. And honestly, like this might sound stupid, but until like that point, like I kind of just like pictured Christianity, like this idea that, you know, you're a sinner and like you're not good and like you need Jesus, which is all true, you know, like you're a sinner and he died on the cross. Uh-huh. And like he died for you to save you, and because you're a sinner. And like that was Christianity for me. But it wasn't until like Easter a couple years ago where I was like, oh, that's only like half of the story, you know, like, and I don't blame anyone, or maybe it was just my misunderstanding, you know, at the time, where like just mm-hmm. the history of, you know, where we are in the American church. But like, I was like, oh, like there's so much more to like what this is. And I really feel like what you're talking about is like that second half, you know, like, oh yeah, like he didn't just die on the cross. Like he rose again 3 days later, you know, and that's the big part, uh-huh. you know, like it's kind of funny that we forget about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of forget that, you know, our story isn't just that like our sin is to die on the cross, but that like we're empowered by the Holy Spirit now. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. don't have to, like the story isn't just like we're going to heaven now that we've accepted Jesus into our life. It's like, no, like heaven can happen right here, right now. Like Jesus mm-hmm. through the Holy Spirit, like is manifesting himself in us, and we have access to that power right now.
So it's funny that you said that, actually, because I only read the first half of verse 19, but the second half of verse 19 says, this is the same mighty power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
So so I'll just forget the other half.
Yeah, it's literally like happens. The second half of everything. So that's awesome, man. And going back to like what you were saying about heaven and earth, like that's what Jesus prayed for. Like whenever his disciples were like, Lord, teach us how to pray. I don't know why they were British, but they were.
I don't know. I love it.
Jesus is like, okay, like here's how you pray, guys. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? And obviously, like Jesus was the one who kind of like kickstarted that to get it going and to start making it happen. But like through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, like you and me and you, like we're the answer to Jesus's prayer of like, on earth, your will on earth as it is in heaven. Like that's the purpose of the Christian life here and now. It's not just to escape somewhere, you know, whatever heaven looks like or it's going to be. Like it's not escapism. It's like, it's almost like an initiation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It makes me think of this Bible Project video, which if anyone's watching this and they haven't heard of the Bible Project, like fix that.
Because Stop watching us right now and watch the Bible Project, because seriously, they're doing what we do a billion times better.
With like doctorate degrees and like they can draw, you know, like, which that's important. You know, I can't draw. So yeah, but it makes me think of this Bible Project video. And I think it's called On Earth as It Is in Heaven. Maybe I'm lying, but I have no idea. But it just talks about the idea that like each person, if like Christians, like, you know, Christian meaning like little Christ, like we're supposed to be like tiny glimpses of heaven, right? Like it's, mm-hmm. which I think is like, it's kind of a lot of pressure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to be like a glimpse mm-hmm. of heaven. Like I should be doing something better, you know? Like,
For sure.
You know, like maybe mm-hmm. I should take a shower more, because like my deodorant does not smell like heaven.
Oh my gosh.
But
That's really funny. I could keep going down that trail, yeah, like that rabbit yeah, trail for absolutely. A long time. Cause I also watched a Bible Project video this morning yeah. about holiness, but oh, yeah. I could dive into that, but I'm not going to, we're not yes. going to, because the purpose of this is
you
Ephesians.
Should though. You should. The dive Bible deep. Project app is great. And then, read scripture
yeah.
is another one. That's really yep. good. Yeah. Do that.
But we're not sponsored yeah, not by the sponsored, Bible Project.
But that'd be, I mean,
if or Palace Coffee, me, even though we yeah. both have our Palace Coffee mugs here. Anyway, Jake, what do you, I'll let you finish your coffee first.
So, I mean, you could have talked
constraint and I can, or anything like that.
Like sip on
I didn't want to make you laugh though, like spray
that's
or,
good. Yeah.
Anyway, what are you most looking forward to? Like we're just over halfway through the book now.
Yeah.
So like either are you like excited to hear more about, or like, what are you confused about? You're going to want to go the other way. Cause that's Galatians now.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Went a little too much there.
So like, yeah, what are you excited about or curious about?
Yeah. So, I'm excited about chapter 5 and chapter 6, honestly, which is like a funny way to answer that question. But, specifically in chapter 5 in verse 1, it just says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. There's more to that. But I think that that phrase of just walk in love, I just think that's super important, right? Like I think like on our youth group shirts right now that we created, it says become love, you know? And I think as Christians, like I just think we need to have a better understanding of like what love is and like, mm-hmm. how we can do that, you know, mm-hmm. and to people who are different than us, who think completely different than us, you know, like I think it was a hymn we sang a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, they will know us by our love.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. like, yeah, so we should probably figure out what that means.
You know, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If it's that important and people will know us by that, like we should probably figure out what that means. And then chapter 6 too, just like the whole armor of God thing, like that's just so cool and such like great like symbolism. And I heard one of my good friends, Austin Wickham, talk about that. He like talked about it over a whole week of camp.
Oh yeah, that was a great camp.
Yeah, yeah. And it was great because he's, you know, it's a middle school camp, so he brought like a legit sword and was like yes. using it, you know. But like, I'm just excited to hear about that. You know, I think it's a cool topic, and I think that a lot of people can benefit from just thinking about it in that type of way. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, including myself. I don't mean yeah. that just for other people, yeah. like for me as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the practicality of the second half, and we've already kind of been talking about that in our sermons and in the previous episodes of this podcast, just how practical the second half of Ephesians is. Yeah. But man, it hits on everything from like, you know, the whole armor of God and like how you're supposed to like live and exist in this world, but also like how like slaves and masters, or what we could translate as like bosses and workers, employees, are to act and interact together, children and your parents, like husbands and wives. Like, man, it hits the whole
yeah.
the whole scale of like life, and how like it really illustrates how like the light of the gospel, that like representation of heaven
yeah.
on earth, like affects how I interact with my parents and how I interact with my daughter and how I interact with my boss. Yeah, so I'm excited to dive more deeply into that.
And, yeah, me too, man.
We've structured the series in such a way that like we're not going to be glossing over anything really. It's going to be like pretty deep dives every single week
yeah.
into that stuff. So that's awesome.
I think I might get to preach too. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see where that goes.
Yeah, for sure.
He hasn't asked me yet. But
oh yeah.
I also
is this
haven't.
A plug right now? Yeah. It's like, Jim, no, if you're listening.
No, I'm not plugging, but I'm just like, he hasn't asked me yet. But
Jim,
also
if you're
like,
listening, Jake wants wives submit to your husbands.
No.
He's the marriage expert here. He's been married, what, 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah, he's got it down. Is there anything like what has like confused you? And like, is there anything that you've like left? And you've been like, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm honestly like, I don't know. I think maybe just like the whole like spiritual gift things. Like honestly, like I just haven't ever studied that on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So like I just want to know more about it, which is cool because I get to, you know, study it a little bit for like this, preparing for like the practicum.
yeah,
this Sunday. But yeah, I was just like, I don't know, you know, like I've never really searched that or like really gone down that rabbit hole. And when I Googled it, you know, there's like a million different answers.
Yes, of course.
So I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna have to do some deeper study than uh-huh. just a Google search on what are the spiritual gifts,
you yeah. know.
So I thought it was a great sermon. I was just like, I just kind of want to know more about that, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know enough about that.
Yeah, that would probably be mine too, just yeah. because it's like, again, like I was raised in the independent Christian church, and like spiritual yeah. gifts we don't necessarily talk about a ton, yeah. and the Holy Spirit is kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the yeah. Trinity. Like, we don't really know what to do with it, and it's like, yeah, it's there to convict us and empower us, but like,
yeah,
yeah, there. And so,
which, you know, going back to the conversation that we had at the beginning, it's like we're missing out on like so much,
yeah.
you know, like we're yeah. we're literally mm-hmm. like missing out on half of the gospel, like
mm-hmm. a third,
yeah, that was good, yeah. So it's just like I need to have a better understanding of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm looking forward to what you had to say in the practicum.
Yeah, me too.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what I'm going to say.
I mean, like for you. Yeah. Yeah, I barely know what I'm going to say, man. But yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So what we're doing this Sunday is like we're taking the text from the past 3 weeks, and Jim is taking one, Jake's taking one, and I'm taking one. We're just going to spend about 8 to 10 minutes like directly applying it, so that we kind of have a better picture of what it looks like, not just like a theoretical or hypothetical, but like it's called a practicum because it's practical. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's yeah. a really cool thing that we're gonna do. So
yeah,
make sure that you're there on Sunday, because I think it's just gonna be really neat. And we're gonna do it like several times throughout the rest of this series of Ephesians, just getting different people's perspectives on
and not
how
just
it applies.
Us too, yeah. right? Like, yeah. there's going to be other staff members that are uh-huh. going to be doing it, which I think will be really cool to just yes. hear from other people.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah, I will tell you that I've struggled very much. So,
Jake keeps trying to write like, sermons. It's like, yeah, it's not
like,
a sermon.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how to not write a sermon, dude. And yeah, so Jim and Shane had to like sit me down and be like, "It's okay, we love you. Like, you're gonna do okay." Like,
yeah, I'm really excited about it, and. I love this. We should do this more.
Yeah, me
and
too, man.
Just me talking for 20 minutes, much less.
Yeah, yeah.
because this is only half of the words that I have to say, and I've just really digged this. And so, come back next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you guys give us your questions so that we're not conjuring up our own. But if you have questions about Ephesians or what we've talked about in the series so far, maybe there was. Some stuff in the sermons that you had questions about or want to know more about, man, put those in the comments or email us at creative@wacconline.org, and we'll do our best to answer those questions. We'll definitely pick a few if we get a bunch and answer that next week. Work on that, and maybe that's something that we can continue to do in the future. If you enjoyed this and you're enjoying our podcast, make sure that you subscribe it onto whatever platform you're on. Hit the notification button so that you know when these episodes drop. We're a little bit behind this week. Usually they drop on Thursday mornings. It's Thursday morning and we're recording. But that's okay. You'll get the notification so you know when they come up. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.